Good morning, everyone. My name is Tanya Roberson, and today I would like to talk about an African-American peer education women's health advocacy program in Chicago, Illinois, called Sisters Working It Out. Sisters Working It Out was named by its first graduation class of health educators. I would particularly like to speak today about the development of Sisters Working It Out, the changes in local city government that impacted the mission of Sisters Working It Out, and the successes and lessons learned. The original mission of Sisters Working It Out was to reduce breast cancer mortality rates for African American women by educating women on the importance of early breast cancer and screening and detection. But over the past 10 years, Sisters Working It Out has changed it to encompass all women's health as well as research. Sisters Working It Out was developed 10 years ago by general internist and breast cancer survivor Dr. Monica Peake, who is a physician and researcher at the University of Chicago Medical Center. And I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Peake. She's in the audience today. Its beginning was a collaborative effort of Rush University Medical Center, where Dr. Peake was on staff at that time, Westside Future Community Organization, Cook County Hospital, the Chicago Black Women's Health Project, which is an affiliate of the Black Women's Health Imperative, the Chicago Chapter of Sisters Network Incorporated, and the Chicago Chapter Network of Strength. At this time, the program was focused on the west side of Chicago because that's where we found the communities with the highest breast cancer mortality rate. Sisters Working It Out offers peer-to-peer women's health education, free mammograms and pap smears to individuals with no medical insurance. Sisters Working It Out has a series of actions for change, which includes four main components: qualitative research, central area council, community advisory board, program design and implementation. All of these are important to ensure the community buy-in. Sisters Working It Out started with focus groups that were conducted to identify the needs for community health workers. Many of the participants were from the community churches, but we realized soon that everyone does not attend church. So we reached out to the Chicago Housing Authority units. Very useful information was obtained that helped to guide the development of Sisters Working It Out and its curriculum. The two major themes identified were the lack of information and the need for community-based programs. These are direct quotes from the focus groups that we held from the participants. I will read one. If they know that if I walk into this and I've got a problem, they're going to walk me through it. I'm going to have support. Somebody will be there to talk to me and help me. They can really see a reality in it all the way through, not just the test, and then here I am with this big load on me and I don't know where to go from here. These are a few more quotes when the group was asked about the request for community-based programs. I would like to see a program in all of the developments because there is a need. If women were able to hear just how important it is for their health and what breast cancer screening can do for you. Building community partnership was huge for Sisters Working It Out. Sisters Working It Out has cultivated and maintained many community partnerships, which has been very instrumental in its success over the past 10 years and has contributed to help Dr. Peake build and execute the additional recruitment for community health workers, the Sisters Working It Out curriculum. They became mammography referral sites and helped to facilitate women to be navigated through the mammogram process. Sisters Working It Out is a unique program that combines several different aspects of community outreach with an innovative health advocacy module. As I mentioned, Dr. Peak developed a curriculum which is taught over a course of 10 weeks. Each session is 3 hours long, and we train and educate women about what a community health worker is, their role, and peer education. We educate on issues of breast health, breast cancer, women's health, HIV, AIDS, STDs, the importance of nutrition and physical activity, heart disease, and effective community advocacy, and much more. Health professionals, community organizers, and grassroots organization leaders collectively teach each of these workshops along with Dr. Peak. The participants also attend scheduled workshops, lectures, and field trips that align with the training topics. In addition to women's health education, we implement an advocacy component, which includes the topics listed on this slide. As well, we go to trips to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We attend the annual National Breast Cancer Convention, and upon completion of these requirements, the participants graduate and receive a certificate of completion. This is very empowering for some participants because this certificate may be the only certificate that they have ever received. After completing the 10-week community health worker classes, the community health worker must educate a total of 30 women, refer 10 women for mammograms, and navigate at least 3 of them through the complete cycle. Conduct an advocacy activity, for example, writing a letter to the alderman, visiting Capitol Hill on Lobby Day, and other ones. This is a picture of some of the health educators along with some of the board members with Dr. Susan Love at the NBCCF conference in Washington, D.C. Here's another picture with Sisters Working It Out, community health workers with Congressman Danny Davis on Lobby Day in Washington, D.C. Some local city government changes have impacted the mission of Sisters Working It Out. The 2005 elimination of the Chicago Housing Authority units caused our centralized intervention to spread from the west side of Chicago, where we started, to the entire Chicagoland, because families were relocated all over Chicago, including the south suburbs. This is also where we saw a shift from our recruitment, where we started recruiting community health workers, focusing on low-income and low-literacy individuals, to recruitment of working women that became community health workers. Because now Sisters Working It Out is operating citywide. This relocation also caused a number of other public health issues concerning health education, violence because of the overlap of gang turf with relocation, and housing. Mary Baldwin, one of the Sisters Working It Out first advisory board members, is very active and instrumental on the local advisory council and is still addressing some of these issues today. The loss of funding to staff and upkeep the mobile mammography van was another change that affected Sisters Working It Out's mission because it closed down one of our highly used referral sites. Lessons learned. Everyone on the team must be very persistent. You must spend a lot of time in the communities, networking, and increasing program awareness. You must have people on your team from the community or at least familiar with the issue and community on your team. We realize that building a relationship does not happen overnight. And to recruit women from a variety of socioeconomic backgrounds to be a community health worker is key to increase sustainability. Some of our successes. We have completed 4 community health worker classes with 90% class retention. I am a proud graduate of the 2009 Community Health Worker class, and now I am one of the program coordinators. Currently, we have 24 active community health workers. We've expanded the advisory board by 4 members from 5 to 9. We started in communities on the west side of Chicago and have now expanded throughout the city of Chicago, including the south suburbs. We've reached over 4,500 women for important health information education, and we facilitated referrals for over 600 women, many who have never had a mammogram or haven't had one in several years. We are also one of the first programs to recruit 3 generations of women to be community health workers, which help implement intergenerational learning. This is the Mudd family, where we have Dolores Mudd, her mother, Sarah Mudd Jr., and her grandmother, Sarah Mudd Sr. Within the last year, we have also trained women from the LGBT, hearing impaired, Haitian, French, and Spanish-speaking communities. We are Sisters Working It Out, Health Advocacy in Motion. Thank you.